Life Audio. Well, hey there, friends. I'm Jody Niznik, and you're listening to So Much More. This guided scripture meditation series is designed to help you take a few deep breaths, identify any anxieties that may be weighing you down, and invite your soul to return to God in peace and stillness. At its core, this is a series about remembering the goodness of God, no matter our circumstances. So after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back for our meditation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Before we get started, if scripture meditation is new for you, or if you're new to this podcast, well, first, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And second, I want to invite you to go into the show notes to download the free Peace Be Still scripture meditation journal that I've created for you. It walks through what scripture meditation is, and it has each of the scriptures that we're reflecting on in this series, as well as the reflection prompts. And it also gives you some space to take notes on your meditations. My prayer is that you will find this journal and these podcasts helpful in creating space for God in your life. Well, with that, let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing I want to invite you to do is start with some deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe deeply in, just ask the Lord to help you be mindful of His presence with you right now. And as you slowly exhale, just notice, what is it that feels heavy to you right now? Ask the Lord to hold that for you. He will. Keep taking those deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, thank you for this time to hear your word. And we ask that your Spirit would guide us. Help us to notice exactly what you have for us in your word. Lord, this passage talks about us being your friend. And so, Lord, would you help us to know what that means for us, to be comforted by that truth, and for it to bring peace and stillness into our lives. We ask that you would do this and so much more in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, our passage comes from John chapter 15. And as a little context to set us up for the meditation, John 15 records some of the final words that Jesus wanted his disciples to remember before his death. One thing he included in these last words was to make sure that they remembered that he didn't view them as slaves or servants, but as friends. And that may seem odd to us because Jesus never treated the disciples like they were his slaves, but he did want to make sure that they and we understand that we are friends of God. Understanding that we're God's friends is critical for us to remember as we're seeking to move away from things that make us anxious or fearful. And here's why. When we believe that we are just a servant to God, then we believe that we are just a means to an end. We're just someone who can perform a menial task and whose worth is found solely in what we do, not in who we are, not in a relationship. So we are friends. And yes, we do still serve God. He is the creator of the universe. But when we get the order correct, we understand that we serve Him because we love Him, because He loved us first. And we trust that God treats us as we would treat the people that we deeply care about. And we don't demand or push them around, and God doesn't do the same to us. So as we seek to let go of the things that are making us anxious, perhaps one of the things that we can let go of through this meditation is that our worth is not found in what we do. It is found in the truth that we are friends of God. He sees us, He loves us, and He wants the best for us. Now I pray that this reminder brings you peace. Today we are doing our meditation as more of a traditional Lectio Divina. And if that's new to you, I'll guide you every step of the way. But Lectio Divina is Latin, and all it means is divine or sacred reading of Scripture. It's a method of Bible meditation that dates back hundreds of years ago, and it leans on the Spirit to guide us into what He has for us in the text. So if you want to know more about Lectio Divina, there's a link in the notes that's going to take you to a Lectio Divina guided journal that I've made for you. Now, the first time I read this passage, it is just to allow us to get grounded in the text, to know where it's heading. So there's really no agenda. Just listen to the words. So this is our first reading of John 15, verses 14 through 17. And today we are reading from the New Living Translation. And these are Jesus' words. You are my friends, if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Now, as I read the passage for us a second time, ask the Lord to help you notice a word or a phrase in the passage. And I want to encourage you to try to not overthink this process. Sometimes the Spirit will feel very loud and clear, and it'll be very obvious what word, phrase, or idea He's leading you to. But other times it'll feel kind of like a gentle nudge. And you'll notice something, but you'll be tempted to move on from it. And you'll be tempted to question, is that the word or phrase that I should go with? And I want to encourage you, just go with it. When something seems to capture your attention, hold on to it in your mind. Jot it down, and then at the end of the reading, we'll take a moment to reflect on it. So this now is our second reading of John 15, verses 14 through 17. You are my friends, if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. So take a moment now to reflect on whatever captured your attention in that reading and ask the Lord, how does this apply to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice again whatever you noticed in the second reading. And we're going to ask the Lord to help us know how He is inviting us to respond to Him, how He's inviting us to rest more in the peace and the stillness that He's offering to us. And He may show you that you've been believing a lie. He may reveal a step of trust that He's inviting you to take. Maybe it's a truth you needed to remember, or something else entirely. But after the reading, I'm going to give you some space to have a conversation with God and respond to His invitation. So this now is our third reading of John 15, verses 14 through 17. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. So take some time now to respond to God. Thank you. now for our final reading. I want to invite you to rest in the love and peace that Christ is inviting you to. Rest in the truth that you are God's friend, and that anything God invites you into comes out of his deep love for you. So this is our final reading of John 15, verses 14 through 17. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you call us your friend. It's so hard to believe in some ways. You are the creator of the universe. There are billions of people on the planet, and yet you know us, and you see us, and you want to be intimately involved in our lives. Even in this moment, you are with us, and you call us friend. Thank you that you have chosen us and appointed us, and that you invite us to do work that produces lasting fruit. So, Lord, as we seek to let go of our fears and anxieties, would you help us know that you call us friend? And just like a good friend would be, you comfort us, you come alongside us, and you say kind things over us. So, Lord, keep being with us in this way, and help us to know that you are with us in this way. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, just a few quick things before you leave. And the first is, if you're enjoying these meditations, one way that you can support this ministry is by leaving a podcast review and sharing these meditations with a friend. Both of these things help spread the word, which helps others find the peace of Christ that you are finding. Also, if you go into the show notes, you'll find some helpful links that'll help you get to know me and my partner, Life Audio, and it will link you to all of their other faith-centered podcasts. As always, thank you, friend, for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and this is one way we are creating space to listen.
Hello, hello, Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.